The High Court will hear an application today to stop more than 150 asylum seekers being sent back to Sri Lanka. The court granted a temporary injunction last night. The asylum seekers are believed to be Tamils, and refugee advocates are arguing they should be processed in Australia.
This is the first time Australian courts have had to consider a situation where a government is actively handing over people at risk to their persecutors. It's a very serious act. People's lives are at stake.
George Newhouse there. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe will sign a historic free trade agreement today. Mr Abe arrived in Canberra last night for a three-day visit. He will address a joint sitting of Parliament later today. A man will face court today charged with the stabbing murder of another man at a crowded shopping centre in Sydney's West. Police say the pair had been arguing at the Westfield Centre in Parramatta yesterday when one of the men stabbed the other in the chest. And a woman will face extradition hearing in Melbourne this morning over the suspicious deaths of two elderly women at a nursing home on the New South Wales north coast. Police arrested the women at Seaspray in eastern Victoria yesterday. And Tasmania's governor, Peter Underwood, has died. He was 76. Mr Underwood suffered a significant setback after surgery to remove a kidney tumour last month.